Ramsgate Sunday. Pleased to be joined by Lloyd Gibson from the Scimitars. Lloyd, obviously two game weekend. Your guys give everything in both nights, but unfortunately just came out on the wrong end tonight particularly as well.
Yeah, I mean, tonight, first period we were shocking. That's probably the worst we've played in, well, a long time. So we just weren't ready for it. Second, third, we got better, started putting some pressure on your guys, but to be fair, your keeper were absolutely outstanding, I thought, in that second and third period, and put up a big performance to keep us out.
Yeah. And talk about the players. Obviously, your man of the match, Michael Dineko. I saw him in the streaming series in the spring, and coming through into senior hockey. He's certainly one to watch for the future.
Yeah, definitely. He's only 17 years old. He's got a bright future. He's a nice kid. He works hard, and he is a natural finisher. You can't take it away from him. So he just needs to work on some other aspects of his game. But we've got enough older guys in the change room to sort of guide him. We've got a couple of imports that speak the same language, so it's all good. That always helps.
Yeah. And talk about the makeup of the team. Both teams very, very similar. A lot of youth, a lot of players coming through, but that experience as well. So both teams kind of singing from the same sim sheet as well, as far as development goes.
Yeah. I mean, Sheffield Academy is all about development. We've got probably the best academy in the country, most players in the country. So this is underneath Steel Dogs, this is underneath Steelers. So we want to see that progression. We've had some good success in the past with young guys coming all the way through right to the top. So we want to continue that, obviously.
Yeah. And what it does show, games like this tonight and last night as well, a game against Widnes, this division is going to be competitive from start to finish. Every team's in it from minute one to minute 60.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's going to be a rough league. There's some good teams in it, and there's a lot of good talent in this league now. But coming to places like Billingham, Whitley for us is tough because we're used to the big ice. We try and be a bit more fancier, where you have to basic it down here really and be a bit more simple, which you guys are really good at, and that's where we got caught tonight.
Yeah, and so saying that, then the quick return next Saturday, we come down to your place, Ice Sheffield.
Yeah.
The big 60x30, you're going to use that to your advantage.
Yeah, we've got to do it. That's our advantage. We're used to it. We've got the big ice. We're a good skating team, so that should be our strength. And next week, and I'm hopefully the different result may prevail, but we've got to turn up and do the business.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate your time. Safe one. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, take care, guys. Have a safe journey.
Game Sunday night with Stars coach Stephen Foster and get the league campaign off and running. Stephen, that must have a good feeling in the dressing room tonight.
Yeah, obviously it was good for us to get a win after the previous two defeats. Even though we played well in those games, then obviously defeats are defeats, and it's nice to get up and running. We wanted to make sure we had a good start to the league campaign, and obviously the boys stepped up to play tonight.
Going behind with the first goal by Sheffield, but then Sean coming straight back, and then that 4-1 first period must be the best we played for a 20-minute spell for a while.
Yeah, I mean, they really did pull it out of the bag. We knew what we needed to do against these, and we needed to put pressure on early on, and boys stuck to the plan and executed very well.
Yeah. After the period, so what's the interval talk with a 4-1 lead? Is it difficult to kind of keep that momentum going? So obviously the second period was scoreless, but there was still plenty of endeavour there from the team.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the first, yes, it's all positive, but what we always try and do is just get in a situation where we go, right, we draw a line in the sand, we move on, and we go out to try and win the next period. That's what we always try and do, and, you know, at that point in time, the end of the first period, we haven't won the game. So it was literally keep doing what we're doing and put them under pressure, and that should pay off for us.
And the second, there were still chances, even though it's a scoreless period, still creating. Sheffield were coming in the back of it, but absorbing that pressure quite well.
Yeah, I thought probably our second period was one of our worst periods that we've actually played so far. And we were lucky probably not to leak any goals in there. I mean, Tom Brown stood on his head tonight for us and made some great saves and came up big when we really needed that. And that stopped Sheffield getting any momentum going into the final period.
One of the things we've talked about the last couple of weeks has been penalties, and up until the third period, discipline was first rate, no penalties against. A couple of late ones, killing that late 5-on-3, but again, coming through, killing it successfully and taking the win.
Yeah, I mean, penalties was one of the, it's been our Achilles heel the last couple of weeks, and it was a big part of our talk beforehand, making sure we weren't taking stupid penalties. If we're going to take penalties, make sure the good ones, stop and goal goal scoring opportunities and stuff like that, and for the most part the boys did very, very well on that, and they got the positioning was a lot better, so they didn't have to take those silly penalties, which is what we need.
Yeah, and some of the younger players, I don't know, kind of over-egged, but they are kind of growing up as game by game, they're growing up and learning the game and getting better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of people haven't considered, but I mean, up in Whitley Bay, we played four lines last week. Tonight, we played four lines for the most part, and that's really paying off, and that's given, that's going to pay us dividends as the season goes on, or if we're missing a few players, we've got players who are ready to step up to the plate, and everybody's contributing, and I can't fault the effort and stuff like that. And yes, some are going to get on more, a little bit more than others, or not in as many possible special team situations, but everybody's pulling on the same bit of rope, and it's certainly paying off for us right now.
You mentioned Tom Brown, say the second period, particularly the third period on the 5-on-3, some huge stops, throwing himself about left, right and centre as Tom Brown does, and coming out big and getting the win.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you look at the team that we've played against, and you can see why they rack up a lot of goals. They've got some very good quality hockey players. The forward lines are all strong, and you know, they've got two great imports there as well who can certainly fire the puck. Tom was on his game tonight and equal to pretty much all of them, which obviously gave us a fighting chance in the game, and the boys came up big when we had our opportunities too.
Yeah, same opponent now on Saturday, but down in Sheffield, the bigger ice, so it will be a completely different game down there in Sheffield.
Absolutely, I mean, the more space is obviously going to suit them that little bit more, so we've just got to be a little bit more aware. But we've just got to continue on with the confidence that we've gained from tonight into Sheffield, and look to come out hard at them from the get-go.
And with us back here next Sunday, another one of the new teams in the division. They put 9 past Sheffield on Saturday night, so again, this division's going to be competitive week in and week out.
Yeah, it looks like every team's going to be able to compete on the night, and what's good from a fan's perspective is you look at the goals that are getting scored. There's lots of goals and lots of opportunities in these games, which makes it exciting to come and see. You know, we've got fans were right behind us tonight, and that's what we need moving forward. We are going to be in some tough situations at certain points in games, and that's where the fans are really going to have to rally behind the boys, and I'm sure the lads will, you know, pay dividends on that, and make sure that we reward them with displays like we've had tonight.